you guys hit the ground running and throwing. I mean, hit the ground running in a non-figurative sense in regards to just controlling the game right out of the gate. Man, you came off the ball quick from an offensive line perspective. And, man, you got to feel incredibly proud for a unit after what you guys did today.
Yeah, it felt good to go out there and get a win today after three straight losses and lock up the division. It feels good. It's huge to do that. And we just got to make sure we keep this, you know, throughout.
Joe, we've had you in this room a lot over the years, and we've talked to you during weeks of great triumph and after bad games for the team, for you, whatever. And one thing never changes with Joe Flacco, and that's your demeanor. It's very similar right now as it was after a very tough loss 1 week ago, and I would say it's probably why you've never had a four-game losing streak and very, very, very few two- and three-game losing streaks in your career. And I mean that. That's an ultimate compliment to an athlete playing at your level.
How hard is that sometimes, though?
Well,
we,
you know.
We don't see every minute of you, but we see a lot of you.
It's just who I am. I mean, you know, it's not hard in that respect. But, you know, we lost three straight, so I think a lot more was made out of those games than was actually reality. We didn't play so bad in two of those games. You know, we played against Pittsburgh and put 20 points up. We put 28 points up against Washington, and people wanted to act like we were so bad. And you know, you got to go in there and you got to correct your mistakes and get better because we didn't play as well as we wanted to. But you have, you know, part of being good in this game is being tough and being able to stand up to some of that stuff and go out and continue to do your job as well as you can the next week. That's all you got to do. I mean, in this league, there's no other league that's so what have you done for me lately than this league is. You know, that's all we have to do is keep our eyes forward and keep our heads down and just continuing to get better.
No one pointed fingers. No one said the defense isn't doing this. The offense is doing this. You talked about leadership last week when you stood up there. This is a time when leaders lead. Is that what happened this week on the field and in the locker room?
No doubt about it. You know, I did say that last week. I said we're going to see. You know, we believe we have a, you know, pretty high character, tough team, and we're going to see if we really do. And I think we were able to see today that, and we were able to see that we really do. And, you know, that's a lot to be proud of, and we got to continue to go out there and, like I said, do all we can to win the games.
A division championship for a second straight year for the Baltimore Ravens. What was the tone and mood in that locker room right across the hall?
It was exciting. Guys were excited. Felt good about the win today. It was a hard-fought victory, and, you know, we know these guys are a good team, and they won the Super Bowl last year, and it was exciting in there.
I tell you what, Joe, it's rare when you play against a Giants team and you rack up the amount of yards you did to begin with, 500 yards, but to rush for over 200, have two different guys with 100 yards, still you throw for over 300. Man, that's got to be as impressive a game as we have ever seen with this offense. But with that said, taking it one step further, you ran the option today. You had a whole slew of different personnel groups. You got Ed Dixon back as well. What did all that mean for your confidence coming into this game?
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty confident as it is going into
every
game.
I don't mean about what happened.
It's definitely nice to have all your guys out there and be able to do as much as, you know, as anything you want. But I think we were able to hit some big plays early on, and that was able to carry us consistently through the rest of our, you know, through our offense the rest of the day. And you know, these guys have been a defense that has allowed some yardage, you know, throughout
the year,
but they have not allowed a decent amount of points. They've stopped the team from getting in the end zones, and they've created a lot of turnovers. And you know, we didn't turn the ball over today.
Didn't turn the ball over
one
time.
And we played very aggressive offense, and you know that says a lot about us.
Everybody this week, last thing, everybody this week's talking about third down efficiency. Ray mentioned it. It had to be 85%, and you had 2 third-and-19s.
Yeah, well, that's just
crucial.
Crazy. I mean, you know, we were able to make a play, and
but
that one drive was just insane. I mean, they called like six straight penalties on us. It was like,
and you had like 90 yards passing in that drive, by the way.
And we overcame it, and we should have scored a touchdown. I was a little bit disappointed in that. That would have been a huge drive.
Yeah.
I mean, even as it is, it was a big drive. I mean, it took all kinds of time off the clock, and we got three points out of it. But that was, you know, guys were getting frustrated out there, but at the same time, they held their cool enough to get through it, and we made a couple plays and got lucky a little bit. That was one of the craziest drives I've ever been a part
of. I can't remember a drive that took so long, and you end up with a field goal at him.
Yeah,
but you know, three of your field goal drives, 6 minute drive, 8 minute drive, and 7 minute drive.
Yeah.
So you got points out of long drives, and you kept their offense off the field.
Yep.
Too, right.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, great job.
All right,
thanks, Joe.
All right,
have a good holiday.
Congrats. Yeah, have a good Christmas.
A special Christmas to you too, with little Steven rolling around
the
house.
Yeah, it should be fun.
What's Santa Claus bringing him?
Nothing. I don't think Santa Claus is really ready for him yet, but. Grandmoms, grandpops, I'm sure they'll all be chipping in with all kinds of crazy things, so we'll see.
And it's nice to go home with a little win tonight, too, huh?
You got it.
Great job, buddy. Thank you.